time for Licking on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now, here's your host of Licking on Lending, David Licking.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you joining us. I can't believe how fast summer is happening quickly, and it's a hot one across parts of the country. We're so glad to have you joining us. This is David Licking, and you're joining the Licking on Lending podcast. It's Monday, June 28th. This podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals. We're so grateful to have you as our listener. Again, as we say each week, our commitment to you is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime and anywhere. And man, do we have some timely information on today's podcast. We got Justin DeMolia joining us, Vice President of Sales at Lenders One. Actually, he's now the president. He runs everything now. We're so excited to have Justin. Anyway, we're going to be talking about the upcoming conference, some of the things that are going on at Lenders One, but we're going to talk about the upcoming summer conference and some of the initiatives they have going on, what's on their radar. This new economic environment is bringing in some new perspective and challenges. So Justin DeMolia will be on. And then also a big shout out to Kim Schubert. As soon as SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, issued the ruling on the director of FHFA, my phone blew up and Kim Schubert left the way. Kim Schubert is with Freddie Mac. She's been a longtime listener and a supporter of our podcast. Really appreciate you, Kim. She brought us, she says, are you going to have Mitch Keiter come on? And so, yes, he was dialing Mitch about that. And so we have recorded an interview with Mitch Keiter about the recent Supreme Court ruling. And you're going to want to listen to that podcast interview as well. So we got a double hitter today. As a result, we're going to shorten up the first part of the podcast so we can fit it all in. So stay tuned all the way through the whole podcast. I want to say a special thank you to the Industry Syndicate. We're a part of the Industry Syndicate. They have so many, many great podcasts you can listen to. Go over to industrysyndicate.com and check them out. Also, Don Layton was the former president CEO of Freddie Mac, and he published an FHFA report on the credit risk transfer and then the position that Calabria was taking on this. And it was published on May 28th, and then the ruling came out. So we're very encouraged. But I published that article in there as well as the newsletter from Mitch Keiter's firm, the WBK firm. We published his newsletter and the show notes, and we're going to be expounding on that in the Hot Topic segment. So stay tuned all the way through this podcast. We want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America. Grateful for our partnership with them. Join the MBA if you're not already a member, but you do have the opportunity to have your voice heard through the MBA. Even though you're not a member, you should be, but you can do so through the Mortgage Action Alliance application. I encourage you to go to the Play Store for the app Mortgage Action Alliance and have your voice heard. We need to have all our voices heard, and they do a great job of bringing this information to us. Also, Finastra, the Fusion Mortgage Bot Solution, they do a great job with a leading point-of-sale technology, full LOS. I encourage you to check them out, and as well as the interview we did with Dan Putney back in January. Always some great information. We talked about a survey they did. You'll find that interesting. Also, we have Lenders One as a sponsor, and we got today Justin DeMolia. Also, we have the Mortgage Collaborative as a sponsor. Thrilled about these two. One of the things I love about these two co-ops, so we're members of both. I just love what these two do about connecting lenders with fellow members, and they bring them together. And we're going to hear about what Lenders One perspective is and what's going on. So very excited to have Justin later on the podcast. Also, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, another association that works with independent mortgage bankers, having their voice heard on the Hill, as well as Incelerate. We had Josh Friend on last week. Another great interview with lots of information for those looking to go consumer direct. But it's not just consumer direct. It's working with consumers and how you connect with them in an intelligent way. Check out last week's interview. Then also, KnowledgeCoop, great learning management system, as well as Mobility MMI. Had a conversation with Ben Turling. Going to be scheduling him for an interview here, talking about some of the things that their technology does that allows you to connect with realtors. Then also, going to get Dale Larson on of Modex, another father-son team that does a great job of helping you on the recruiting, providing you technology and more business intelligence into who's doing what out there. So we have a license with both Mobility MMI as well as Modex, and we use both of them. Encourage you to consider doing so as well. Also, a special thank you to Rob, Les, Alan, and Matt for their contributions each and every week. And without further ado, let's get over to the MBA Mortgage Minute with Rob Van Raphorst. Rob, what you have for us?
Hi, I'm Rob Van Raphorst. Welcome to the Mortgage Minute and the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, the Biden administration replaced FHFA Director Mark Calabria with Sandra Thompson, naming her acting director effective immediately. Since 2013, Thompson has served as FHFA's Deputy Director of the Division of Housing Mission and Goals. The leadership change followed the Supreme Court's decision in Collins versus Yellen. The decision held that the FHFA's structure with a single director removable only for cause violates the Constitution's separation of powers scheme. A president can thus remove the FHFA director before the end of his or her statutory five-year term. MBA looks forward to working with the administration, FHFA, and other stakeholders to ensure that the single-family and multifamily markets function well for lenders and the American consumers and businesses they serve. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining me.
Yep. We do have Les Parker with today's TM Spotlight and this week's Macro View of the Markets. Les?
TM Spotlight Soundbite is brought to you by PowerSeller, making hedging easy. Who's better? So much better now. Bonds see the light. CFETS light. They're together now. Bonds continue to struggle to keep their 40-year bull market supported by weak growth in advanced economies and the deflationary pressure of global trade and technological advances. The secular bull market began in the mid-80s when the 10-year yield fell below 12% after reaching a high of 15% in 1981, fueled by high inflation from the 70s and negative real rates. We can't start talking about the end of the secular bull market until businesses keep their pricing power gained from the pandemic. And that depends on the Fed freeing markets. Rates will keep chasing the Fed. These views are my own. Chase us at tmspotlight.com.
You'll find the chase in the sun.
Yeah, good job, Les Parker. Gary Kenchabone combining their talents to turn out that segment. Appreciate it very much. By the way, you can get subscription to the TM Spotlight, Les's newsletter, the paid version. You get it for free by just putting in the word power at the website. Anyway, looking at a nice rally in the 30-year UMBSs at the 2.5, looking at that, and also looking at the U.S. Treasury, got a nice drop going on there. So I don't know if it's a big rally. It's going lower. Good for mortgages. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that. I encourage you to go sign up for mbslive.net. And you can put in the code LOL and get an extended trial period without a credit card required. So check it out. Appreciate Matt. Hope you're staying cool up there. We live in those temperatures all the time down here in Texas. So, well, maybe not 160, but it's up over 100. That's not uncommon for us. So we're looking at that, smiling a little bit like, okay, you've been spoiled. You live up in the Pacific Northwest. It's always cool. But another place that's really cool is up in Ohio, where Alice Alvey is located. Alice, good to have you joining us. Alice is CMB of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. And we love Union Home Mortgage and Bill Cosgrove and Al and what they do there. And she has this week's legislative update. What you got, Alice?
Hi, Dave. Well, I think the issue that I've heard up in the Portland area is a lot of them, because it's cool all the time, they don't have air conditioning. Not everybody has it. Yeah. Everybody's talking about the Supreme Court decision, right, with the change to be able to get rid of Calabria. You'll see a few news reports that say he resigned, and others will say that he was asked to leave. But either way, it doesn't matter, because we now have Sandra Thompson in there, that relationship and what can happen out of it going forward. There really are two parts of it. I know we've got Mitch Keiter coming on, and I'm sure Mitch is going to get into plenty of detail for everyone on how this comes about. What else does it mean? But the second part of this was related to the amount of money. It's called the net worth sweep that's constantly coming out of Fannie and Freddie and going back to the U.S. Treasury. And at this point, they've paid close to $200 billion more than they were originally given or was originally even set aside in what they in a previous arrangement of regular payments back to the government when they were bailed out. So the different amendments are something that right now was disappointing in the second part of the ruling, in the fact that right now stockholders, shareholders are kind of left in the lurch that it doesn't look like they'll be getting any of that money back or a change in the fact that this net worth sweep is going to continue. So that's why you saw the drop in their stock, and there'll be more. There's lots of articles online about this, so I recommend checking all that out if you're interested or you do own Fannie and Freddie stock. Certainly, we want to see those agencies be successful. So I think I'll let Mitch give all of you the scoop on that. A couple other bills that we're watching. We're super excited as an industry. We really need everybody to get on board with secure online notarization. We've got House Bill 3962 and a companion Senate Bill 1625. This is super close. We need everybody to jump in with Mortgage Action Alliance and make sure that we get secure online notarization across all 50 states. We've got a ton of states that are there already, but until we get some national guidance, it'll be difficult to get the trailing 15 or so states that really need to get on board. So MBA and the ALTA, American Land Title Association, sent in a letter to all the Secretary of States to get that supported. So we watch for that. We also got a new FHA commissioner. This was back on the 24th.
Yeah.
Gordon, we'll be watching for her. So a couple of new appointments for our industry to watch closely. And let's see. Oh, yes. HUD on Friday published to restore the 2013 discriminatory effects standard, which we always called the disparate impact rule. So the previous administration changed that rule, put a lot of onus on different proof, and actually tried to make it a little easier for the banks. Now it looks like this is going to be a proposal, and we'll have time to comment on this over the next 60 days and be able to make sure that we get the responses in by the 24th. MBA will be submitting comments because this is a reversal, and it would mean that we go back to that old disparate income rule or disparate treatment rule, where even if you didn't have an intention of causing an impact to an area that might have treated a group unfairly, you still, as a lender, could be subject to fines and penalties if it did create any kind of disparate treatment, even if it was unintentional. So there are lots of things that need to get looked at again if this is going to get recirculated, and we'll talk more about it on a future show. So that's my update for today, Dave, as we watch for those comments.
Yeah, lots of developments. Sandra's in at FHFA and Julia's in at FHA. So how about that? The world is a-changing. Thanks for bringing the update. So much appreciate it, and so excited to have you participate. Hopefully you'll stick around for comments on Mitch's interview, because that was really interesting. Next week, folks, we have Ben Terling joining us from Mobility Mortgage Market Intelligence. Really excited about this. They've got some tools there that I'm not sure you, our listeners, are aware of, and you need to be, because it gives you a real strategic advantage on where to go and what markets to go into and with whom to do business, specifically realtors. So hopefully that teases you to be here next week. Not that any of you need any teasing. You want to be here anyway. We appreciate all of you that are regular listeners, and for those who are sharing this podcast link to other members of your staff. Really appreciate that. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, as well as Lenders One, Accelerate, Mobility, MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, and the Mortgage Collaborative. So thrilled to have you all. Have a great week, everyone. Look forward to having you back here.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.